Public consultation will begin in June about the redevelopment of Columbia Square. A May 27 introductory report to council about the project at 88 10th Street included a timeline for the project, which will include residential towers that have a mix of retail, office and residential at grade. The report said an expedited timeline is being taken for the project, which allows council to consider third reading of a basic zoning amendment bylaw in 2024. According to the report, it's anticipated the site could accommodate 6 to 8 towers. This is anticipated to support up to an initial estimate of 4,000 residential units and 7,250 residents, said the report. As per council direction, this site would be required to secure 20% of the residential use as market rental tenure. Staff stated the proposal does not include inclusionary or affordable housing, but future density bonus charges would apply to the site, which council could use to fund future affordable housing development in the city. The application will also include a non-market child care component, said the report. While opportunities for an on-site school would be maintained, the applicant does not intend to secure this as a requirement through zoning. In past conversations about this project, some council members have stressed the need for affordable housing within the development. On Monday, council voted 4-2 in support of a resolution directing staff to work with the applicant to create an appropriate zoning amendment bylaw for council's consideration in 2024. Coun. Tasha Henderson said the proposal is essentially the same plan council had seen in April. At that time, Henderson and Coun. Nadine Nakagawa opposed the plan because it does not include affordable housing. I really feel uncomfortable with having large sites that don't have some affordable housing built in, Henderson said Monday night. I don't feel comfortable with the model of large master planned areas being for certain demographics, and then affordable housing somewhere else. I think that we really need to encourage mixed communities. Council received a preliminary report about redevelopment of the site in June 2023. A press release from Edgar Development said the site would include a range of housing options, including affordable, market rental and strata condos. In April, council learned affordable housing is no longer part of the plan. Staff have worked with the applicant to identify the issues with the site which prevented the viability of affordable housing on site, stated the May 27 report. This included an in-depth financial analysis which was reviewed by the city's preferred land economist. At Monday's meeting, Mayor Patrick Johnston said council was receiving an introductory report with a resolution directing staff to create the zoning amendment bylaw that would be considered by council later this year. It's not necessarily an approval right now, he said. It's just an indication of the next steps in the process. Johnston, along with councilors Ruby Campbell, Daniel Fontaine and Paul Minhas, supported the staff recommendation. Henderson and Nakagawa voted in opposition. According to the report to council, staff have been working with the owner, developer of 88 10th Street, Columbia Square, to develop a detailed master plan which would serve as a blueprint for the future development of the site over the next 10 years. A light touch. Monday's report to council outlined the timeline for the city's expedited schedule for consideration of the application. Upcoming steps include applicant-led public consultation, June 2024, interdepartmental staff review toward suitable zoning, June to September 2024, city-led consultation, September 2024, and council consideration of first and second readings of zoning amendment bylaw, October 2024. That would be followed by development of master plan and development agreement, and council consideration of adoption of zoning amendment bylaw. A May 27 report to council said the majority of an application review process is typically completed before council considers bylaw readings. However, in order to advance this application within this time frame, an adapted review process is required, said the report. In the coming months, staff will work with the developer on elements of the project, such as density, building heights, uses, open space, developer contributions and/or in-kind amenities through the city's density bonus program, development phasing, massing, and an approach to adjacent city land. Given the light-touch approach to the amending zoning bylaw, many of the specifics regarding the site's future development, including its design, phasing, servicing, and other technical details, would be developed through the master plan after third reading, stated the report.